Updates on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
All righty, back here on a Friday morning.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, today, that would be the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket. Over at Toots today for just $4.99. Can't beat it. $4.99 lunch specials each weekday at Toots.
Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
All right. Time to get those hands in the air. It's a Friday.
It's Friday.
Indeed, a Friday morning. Thanks for waking up here with us on the Wake Up Crew. Time for our real fact of the day. You know, as you breathe, you inhale and then you exhale, right?
Correct.
Okay. So our real fact of the day, when you exhale your air, goes at 15 miles per hour.
Even when you do it like that?
That was faster than the fly yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fly was 4.5 miles an hour.
If you inhale it at 15 miles an hour, you kiss that fly.
That's right. Let's catch the weather.
Good morning, guys. We're going to see for today showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid to late afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 91. We may see up to a quarter inch of rain. Slight chance of a storm for tonight, but I think mostly going to stay dry with a low temperature of 70. Saturday, another round of showers and storms scattered in nature, high temperature of 90. Sunday, we are looking at a cooler day with a high of 85, a few showers moving on through. Mostly cloudy. For your Monday, off and on showers and storms, high temperature of 84 degrees.
Right now, 71.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Well, good morning. Over in Nashville, they're putting out a car fire. It's got traffic slow on that 24 westbound off-ramp at Bell Road. Traffic still moving 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. It's building out here down Sam Ridley right now, coming from Smyrna down to I-24. Smashville Moving Company, they are the best. Give them a call, 584-4954. Check out all their great reviews at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at about, coming up on 14 minutes after 7, a Friday morning, the 12th of July. Hanging out with John and Dalton here this morning and with you.
Hi ho.
We continue.
Hey hi and hello there.
Yeah. Hey hi. Hello there.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Yep.
Don't be a hater.
Why doesn't he have a fun one like that for this show?
He's not having any fun.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. No, I get that.
So we have spent, I guess, the better part of 2 weeks, haven't we?
Talking about
our favorite TV shows in certain genres.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years.
It feels like 2 years, but yeah. We're ending it today.
Today's the last one.
Aww.
And what genre today?
Today is sci-fi.
Ooh.
It's a good one. I can go first if you guys want me to.
Well, I hate sci-fi, so.
Well, I've got two. One of them I think you'll like if you'd watch it. My runner-up is Star Trek, the original series. I watched it on Netflix a while back because I'm a nerd. And so that's my runner-up. Super interesting. I love William Shatner. I think he's funny. He's over the top. It's great. My number one is a recent show. It came on Sci-Fi last year. It's still running, and that's Krypton. And it's about, Superman's grandfather and his adventures and stuff. And it's really, really good, well-written. The effects are fantastic. And you'd really like it if you watched it. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I don't have that. Why would a person that hates sci-fi have a sci-fi channel?
Well, it might be on Netflix now. I can't remember. But you should check it out.
Okay, I got one.
Let's hear it.
The Adventures of Superman, 1951 to 1957, starring the amazing George Reeves, the late, great George Reeves, as Superman.
That was your pick yesterday.
I can't cross over?
There's you no, can, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's my pick because it was... It was the first actual where special effects were really pretty decent, especially for 1951.
And on TV, too.
On TV, yeah. And so it was really a classic.
So you were never really a Star Trek or
no
fan? Or
I've seen a few, but and then the Next Generation didn't watch it, didn't watch the movies. I did watch one where they go back into time. I did watch that movie.
No X-Files?
No, nothing. E.T. is about the best I'll get for aliens.
Mm. Superman's an alien.
Yes, but you know what I mean.
I'm going to bring up...
Wow, you're so picky.
Well, I'm just...
I think sci-fi...
He didn't look like a turnip. Okay, go ahead.
I like the superhero type of shows. The Flash and the Arrow. I kind of like some of those for a while. Sci-fi shows kind of... I don't know. They kind of go downhill for me a little bit. Got on a Doctor Who kick for a long time. Now, Doctor Who is from the BBC. And I know a lot of folks listen or watch Doctor Who. I haven't really kept up with it since the last Doctor.
Right.
But I'm going to bring up an oldie, but a goodie.
Mm.
Scott Bakula has been in a lot of... sci-fi type of shows. Now, some folks may remember him. He was in, was it Star Trek? Deep Space Nine or something like that. He was in one of the newer Star Treks.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember? Do you remember Quantum Leap?
Oh, yeah. It was a great show.
Yeah.
I liked Quantum Leap.
It had some human element to it.
Right.
Time travel is interesting.
Now that I think of it, from 1966, The Time Tunnel, starring James Darren and Robert Colbert. And Lee Merriweather. That was in 1966, The Time Tunnel, where they traveled
into
time and they'd go back and try to change history. But for some reason, history never changed.
That's kind of the premise of Doctor Who
and a little bit. Quantum Leap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Star Trek Enterprise, by the way, not Deep Space Nine. But he was the captain of the ship, so he was the main character. So
What about Knight Rider? That would be... Kind of
I guess
sci-fi,
so. Yeah.
The technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Chips. I'm
a big fan of Knight Rider.
Would Chips be?
No, I guess not.
I haven't seen Chips, so I don't.
It'd be Cop Show.
Cop Show, yeah.
Right.
What about My Mother the Car? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that one's out there.
I'm going way past y'all's time, so.
Some of these I have never heard of.
But the many listeners that we have, they know what I'm talking about. That's My Mother the Car.
Very true. Interesting.
No, it isn't, but that's it. But thanks for saying it. Thanks for saying it anyway.
Well, we wrapped up our TV shows and various genres here. Hope you enjoyed that conversation over the last several days here. Right now, it's coming up on 7:19 as we continue. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help. But you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has expanded our office location to Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, so you can get the legal help you need sooner and easier than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us at 867-9900. We are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We're working hard to find you great products at the best prices, like Justin, Tony Lama, and Chippewa boots, regular $150 to $250, French's price $99. French's always has the best selection, best prices, and best service. Family-owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Double your cleaning reach with a Pro Mist Max Mop from Hayes Duvet Hardware. Right now, it's only $19.99 while supplies last. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Hayes Duvet Hardware. Its extra large head clips 180 degrees to clean more surface area. The machine washable microfiber pad grabs dirt instead of pushing it around. Double your cleaning reach with a Pro Mist Max Mop, $19.99 today, along with other cleaning products at terrific prices at Hayes Duvet Hardware. 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Mark Follis is with us this morning from Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis. We're going to be talking about ways you can hopefully save. Mark, good morning to you.
Thank you, Bart. Good morning to you.
Good to have you with us today. Today, if you are a business person, listen closely. There are some money-saving tips for you. I understand that with the new laws, there are some business improvements that you can take advantage of.
That's correct. Starting in 2016, there were some changes to depreciation rules for real estate or leasehold improvements. You know, for years, we have had what's called qualified leasehold improvements. If you lease a building and you make improvements to the building, to the interior of the building, there were some special provisions that would allow you to write those improvements off over a 15-year period, as opposed to typical real estate improvements. Like if you buy a commercial building and you make improvements to it, you know, you're looking at a 39-year write-off. So it's very, you know, not very good tax deductions related to making improvements to real estate. So we've had this qualified leasehold improvements around for a while, which has been very helpful. But a lot of times what you'll see is if you've got a business that, let's say they're an S corporation, and let's say the owner of the business owns his building outside of this corporation, and you typically what that's what you'll see, and the owner will lease his building to his company. And so one of the problems was under the for qualified leasehold improvements, if it was a related party lease, you weren't allowed to do that. You were stuck with the 39-year write-off. Although the qualified leasehold improvements was a very attractive and is still a very good thing, a lot of people, especially when if you own your business and you own your building, you were not able to avail yourselves of that. So what happened is in 2016 effective, there's what's called now, it's a new term, it's called qualified improvement property, as opposed to qualified leasehold improvement property. And qualified improvement property is very similar. It's any improvements to the interior of the building. Now, it can't be an addition to the building. Like if you knock out a wall and go add on, it's got to be something to the interior of the building. Go ahead.
It has to be the interior then. You can't put a new roof on.
Right. It has to be the interior of the building. Like you would remodel the interior. Or let's say you bought a building that was existing and you did all kinds of remodeling work to it inside. Let's say you have a business and you relocate, you buy a building, you do a lot of remodeling on the inside of it. Those could be considered the qualified improvement property. Now, it still would probably be subject to the 39-year write-off, but the bonus depreciation provisions come into play now for that. So let's say you buy a commercial building and you, let's say it's a used old building, you pay $300,000 for it, and you have to go in there and gut it and spend a lot of money on the inside, and let's say you spend $150,000 on that. Well, under the old rules, you would probably be stuck with 39-year depreciation on that. Now you can take 50% bonus depreciation on those interior improvements, which would be a $75,000 immediate write-off.
Right now. You can take it now.
Correct. Correct. As opposed to depreciating it for 39 years. So that for some business owners that have made improvements to properties over the years and have not been able, you know, they've been stuck with this 39 years, this is a very attractive thing. And
you mentioned that this is especially suitable for subchapter S corporations who own their own buildings. Now, what about a subchapter S corporation who owns their building but only uses part of it and leases to somebody else the other part? Are there advantages in this depreciation of improvements that would help them?
Oh, absolutely. Now, it's not just S corporations. I just mentioned that, but for any business that has an existing, now this can't be new construction. You can't go out and build a building and say, oh, okay, I'm going to take bonus depreciation on half of it. It's got to be an existing building that you purchase or one you've had that you do remodeling work on. But certainly that would apply. It wouldn't have to be an S corporation, but typically what I've seen a lot of times in the past, a lot of business owners will often own their real estate and they will lease it to their company. And those related party rules tripped them up a lot with the qualified leasehold improvements. They couldn't get the 15-year. They couldn't get the bonus depreciation. But now that's available for them.
What amount of improvements are needed for this to be a viable direction for you to go?
Oh, I don't think there's any dollar limit. I mean, anything. I mean, certainly real, real small improvements may just be expensed, but you know, it would apply to anything, improvements that are made to the interior of the building that would otherwise have to be put on 39 years.
And really, if you have any questions, you need to get with your accountant. This, like so many other federal laws, are pretty complicated, and you need to know where you're going to work your way through them. Can they get in touch with you here at Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis?
Oh, they sure can at 615-893-6666.
Just get with Mark Follis at Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis, and he will help you with this new depreciation of improvements for businesses. Mark, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Mark.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day, they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Experience a sense of community and family at the Villages of Murfreesboro. The Villages of Murfreesboro offers spacious apartments, fine dining, and an active social calendar. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and see if it's for you. Hi, I'm Sue Hall. No strings. Try the Villages and see if you love it. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Last few minutes of the Wake Up Crew on a Friday morning. It is July the 12th, and we're happy to have you along with us here at 7:30. A reminder, time's running out now, so jump on the horn quick. 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Join us on the Birthday Club, and someone this morning is going to receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Dawn White is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her work in the state Senate to help the people of Rutherford County. So she's going to receive flowers for Brian Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
All right, don't forget, we've got news, traffic, and weather straight ahead here for you.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We check the weather first.
Good morning, guys. We're going to see for today showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid to late afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 91. We may see up to a quarter inch of rain. Slight chance of a storm for tonight, but I think most are going to stay dry with a low temperature of 70. Saturday, another round of showers and storms scattered in nature, high temperature of 90. Sunday, we are looking at a cooler day with a high of 85. A few showers moving on through, mostly cloudy. For your Monday, off and on showers and storms, high temperature of 84 degrees. Right now, 71.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point. 24 westbound here at Walnut Road up through the Hickory Hollow area. They're still on the scene of the earlier truck fire on 24 westbound Hall Prep at Bell Road. Expect a longer delay there as you try to exit off the ramp there on 24 west at Bell Road. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Go by this weekend, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
David Oser was found guilty in the 2018 murder of James Whitehead in Murfreesboro and was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. However, he recently appeared before Judge David Bragg asking for a new trial with the hopes of getting out of prison early. Graham Davis, a law student interning at the district attorney's office in Rutherford County, told News Radio WGNS.
Following the hearing, Judge Bragg denied Ezer's request. David Ezer was 47 years old when he killed James Whitehead. To be eligible for parole, David Ezer would have to live to be 115 years old.
Ezer was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder, especially aggravated robbery, first-degree felony murder, aggravated burglary, and tampering with evidence. What if you are in a business for yourself making home baked goods that are selling well? It's tough to know when you're able to prepare commercial food products at home versus when you need to use a commercial kitchen. Food and Dairy Inspector Kirsten Ernest explains at what point you need to make the change to a commercial kitchen.
So a commercial kitchen is a facility that has been inspected. It's been verified that the facility itself is up to standards. It has the basics there for you. If you're making something out of your home, if it's a low-risk item, breads, cookies, fudge, something like that, you have to declare that you have made it in your home. You can sell direct to consumer. Once you start wholesaling product to a grocery, then that's when you need to step out of the home kitchen and go into a commercial facility and be inspected.
News on demand 24/7 available at our website, WGNSradio.com, or log on to Facebook.com/WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
There is a tremendous amount of different types of wood flooring, from solid hardwood to engineered hardwood. A lot of these floors are sensitive to moisture conditions. And with an engineered floor, it moves and expands and contracts less. I personally have an engineered hardwood floor in my home.
Make your house a showplace. Give your house a new face. Make your house a wow house. City Tile and Floor.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Center.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zen Gel Stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Friday morning, it is July the 12th. We've gotten you up to date on the latest weather and traffic, local news. We've got much more of that straight ahead here as we continue with the Wake Up Crew this morning. Something that's been in the news now, a law for 12 days now, hands-free. Are you doing okay with that, John, as he's looking at his phone?
Yes, I am doing fine with it. Yeah, I haven't had any problem with it. I have Bluetooth, so, you know, it doesn't really affect me a whole lot. And I wait for texts. You know, I have that, you know.
You've got the Do Not Disturb enabled. Yeah,
so. I think once or twice I reached down and then realized, you know, that I wasn't supposed to do that. Well, that ice cream cone I had the other day was really, really rough to handle and drive at the same time.
Having that Bluetooth, I'm sure, helps.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It does.
Well, I've got some tips for people who don't have Bluetooth in their car for how they can make their car a little more hands-free.
That's what I love about this show. Things to help others.
We're in it for the people.
That's right. And you're just one of the many reasons why. So many people.
So I don't have a vehicle that has Bluetooth.
Listen to this show.
Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't either.
Yeah.
Well, your vehicle was what, 2000 and what?
Let's see. We've got 08, 2008.
Well, it's only 10, 11 years old.
Got a 2010. Dalton drives the newest vehicle, 2010. And we have a 2002.
This newest vehicle also has the most miles.
And the family vehicle is a 2005.
Yeah. It's true. But none of them have Bluetooth. Mine has the aux cable where I can plug in my phone, but you can't do calls through that. So these are just some tips, some things that you can do to help Bluetooth up your car and make it hands-free. There are the most obvious, easiest thing is a little battery-powered Bluetooth speaker, and it clips on your vehicle's sun visor. Your phone connects to it, and when you get a phone call, you can answer it and do everything through that little speaker. It's hands-free. You don't have to touch it. And that's the easiest way to Bluetooth your car. I know you bought one.
I did. I bought it, used it for a little bit, didn't like it as much as what I bought after that, and I gave it to my daughter to use in her 2002 pickup truck. And she likes it pretty good. So
I remember we got my granddad, his father, we got him one of those once for Christmas.
The whole speaker, yeah.
And he clipped it in his car, but he would go inside and his phone would stay connected to it. So his solution to that was to wear it clipped to his overalls, and he would walk around and he'd answer the phone on it and just talk from his chest. He looked like Darth Vader.
Very innovative, I think.
Uh-huh, yeah. it's top of the line. You can, a different option, you can either transmit sound directly to a channel on your FM radio using a little FM transmitter. You can buy those. We've got one of those, too. That's just another way you can do it.
Of course you do.
Well, I got one for the truck that I had. And when you plug that in, you just tune your radio to that on there. And it's got a microphone built in and everything. And it makes your car Bluetooth. That's the best option I've found for it so far. Some other ones, he bought one that plugs into your aux cable if you've got one of those, and it's a little Bluetooth receiver. You connect Bluetooth to it, and it makes your car Bluetooth.
I like that one because I'm listening to the radio, and then if I get a phone call or whatever, I just hit the aux button on my radio, and it'll come through the speakers in the car. So that's the option that I like the best. But my problem is where to put the phone in these. Okay, so I've got a little dash mount that I really like. You just put the phone in the dash mount and hit. You just push it in and it clips in, and so it's right there. So that's the problem with the phone.
Well, the thing with
and they make them in cars now,
right?
Play things.
They have them built in.
You know, if you buy anything, you know, recent.
Newer than 2010.
Yeah.
Another option that's on here, this would be probably the most effective, but also probably the most expensive, is to replace your car's stereo, which you can do. You can buy stereos that have Bluetooth and stuff built in.
Oh, that'd
and
be
just
cool.
Swap those out, make sure your car...
You ought to do that, Burt Dalton.
I've thought about it. Yeah. Mine's got a little sun damage. You can't really see the radio itself, but... That's an option. Take and swap those out. A lot of good ideas.
Or you could buy a new car.
Well, that's not an option.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. Right now, coming up on 740, we'll be back to wrap up the show in just a second.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. At my bank, you're known by your name. Come by today, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, and experience the difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service for great shoe brands like Joseph Seibel, Johnson Murphy, Cohan, Nike, Converse, and many more. Boot brands like Justin, Rocky, Chippewa, Ariat, Timberland Keen, and Tony Lama. Sandals by Chaco, Skechers, and Teva, and more. So come by and see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The nightmare of planning, applying, and paying for college. It's hard to escape the dreaded red tape.
Hurry! It's coming!
You can panic.
The computer!
Or visit collegefortn.org. collegefortn.org cuts through the red tape.
You all right in there, sir?
Yes, officer.
We just got a little freaked out about college.
Visit collegefortn.org today. Higher education. Put your mind to it.
Sponsored by the Tennessee Higher Education Commission in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Start your day with the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Like Buck Teeth Bonzaroo over there. Wow. He sticks his teeth way out when he does it. I mean, it's amazing.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
That's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haines Drive.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Pretty appropriate here as we wrap up the show. Another one bites the dust. Another week in the books.
Got the door open up there, buddy.
It's ready to sprint.
Ready to roll.
I got the car running, the getaway car. We can just hop in.
I heard that Shoney's breakfast bar is looking mighty good this morning.
Something else that's looking good are all the specials you can find over at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square, where you can stop in and save money on their meat department today. How about Smithfield pork loin fillets? $6.99 a pound. If you'd like the boneless pork chops, they're only $2.99 a pound. Split chicken breast are $1.49 a pound. And boneless chuck steak, just $5.99 a pound. All right, so let's take a look at some produce. How about that? Washington State apples. We're talking about the Gala, Fuji, or Granny Smith apples, just $1.39 per pound. And Vidalia onions. Great for burgers if you're fixing some burgers this weekend on the grill. 3-pound bag, just $2.99. Some of the specials you'll find over at Junior's Foodland. Also, if you're going to go with the salad, maybe they've got Kraft salad dressing, 8-ounce select varieties, 10 for $10, so a dollar each. Can't beat that price there. And Heinz barbecue sauce, 2 for $4. You want to take a look at that. So, some of the specials you'll find over at Junior's Foodland. No cards, no games, no gimmicks at Junior's. Just the absolute best atmosphere that you'll find, and you're going to get all the savings. Don't even have to use a card to get those savings over at Junior's, just off the Murfreesboro Square, our local hometown grocer, Junior's Foodland.
And Dalton's going for his birthday. He's going to Knoxville to Bruce Campbell Con.
There's more people there. The Green Power Ranger is going to be there.
I think the girl that played in Aladdin was a Power Ranger in the last Power Ranger
she
movie.
She was.
Yeah, Naomi Scott.
Mm-hmm. She was in the big budget Power Rangers movie.
With, just a little fact that I threw out there to you.
Dacre Montgomery was in that, and he's in Stranger Things now. He's a great actor, one of my favorites. Up and comers.
Well,
enjoy to outdo me all the time on facts.
No.
All I have to do is go back to 1999, and I've got him. You know. Well, well sometimes you come through with some
good stuff. Did go to the year I was born.
Yeah, so. Sometimes you do go surprise me with some